5:17, still reading this from the American Standard Bible. Wherefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Notice, he said, all things have become new. Jesus is the apostle and high priest of our confession, according to Hebrews 3:1, still reading from the American Standard Version. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, who, even Jesus, do what? Consider. He is the one that you confess as Lord. He is the one you confess that he's the healer. He is the one you confess that he is the redeemer. He is the one that you confess that he's the Son of God. So we hold fast to the confession of our faith because we have an enemy to our faith. And the enemy to our faith want us to speak doubt or against what God has said to us and what he has done for us. Faith expresses itself through words. Love is what makes faith work. And that's why we're born of love, and that's why God shed his love abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. If you want faith to work, you got to say something. You got to speak what God says. As I said earlier, Jesus said to his disciples, he was saying it to us as well, have the faith of God. I have the faith like God. Another way of saying it, when he spoke to that fig tree and told it that it wouldn't bear any more fruit from hereafter, and when the disciples saw it and that it was dried up from the root, and then Peter got excited, he said, hey Lord, the tree you cursed yesterday is dried up from the root. Jesus said to them, have faith like that. Say to your mountain, say to your problem, what are you doing? Holding fast to your confession. I'm with God. God is in me. Great is he that's in me. Jesus had conquered the devil for me. I've been delivered from the works of darkness. I've been made whole. I've been healed. I am strong. God is my Father. Jesus is Lord. Hold fast to the confession of your faith. Amen. And so he said, wherefore, holy brethren, partake of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, even Jesus. And then in Hebrews chapter 10, notice, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession, it said profession, which it means confession. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. Notice he says, hold fast the profession of our faith, the confession of our faith. How? Without wavering. Because you have attacked from the enemy, symptom, stuff that'll come up to say something different. You speak to your mind, your body, your finances, your different thing that you're so supposed to be prospering in and being successful. Trouble, sorrow will try to steal your peace, will try to take it from you and make you become upset. But the Bible says, hold fast to your confession. Hold fast. I got peace like a river. I got joy like a river. The greater one lives in me. Hold fast. I'm more than a conqueror because the Christ that lives in me. Holding fast. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Holding fast. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah. Because greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. What am I doing? Holding fast and not wavering. How do you do that? You're building that on the inside of you. Faith comes by hearing, Romans 10:17 says, and hearing by the word of God. So these faith-filled words, as you confess them out of your mouth and allow yourself to hear them with your own ears, your heart has a way of receiving that truth, and that word you're confessing become real, and it become a way of life, the way you live. And anything that comes against it, you'll rise up and speak, and you'll cast that down. Because it says in 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And you hold fast to what you know. And this is why you put the word in your heart. This is why you keep it in your mouth. This is why you walk in the light of it, be a doer of it. Because this is true life. Life only comes from God. Jesus said these words, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. He that cometh to God, if you're going to get to God, you got to come through Jesus. For I am life to those that find him. His word is life to those that find them, and health to all thine flesh. And so as you hold fast to saying the same thing that God says about you, now listen to this word. Paul wrote this word. I'm crucified with Christ. Said, telling you your position where you are. I'm crucified with Christ. This is Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life, now notice now, the life that I now live, I live it by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. See, life, the only life, true life, God is the author of life. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. So we hold fast saying when darkness, when death. Now you know, after you live your days out on this earth, you know this, that is appointed unto man wants to die. You know that. But we're not talking about just dying any time. I live up my time on the earth then. But when it comes to eternal life, because the Bible talked about seven different kinds of death. When it come to eternal life, that life is in God. And we will live forever. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Who is he? The way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.